There's a four-legged character in this Ebola drama who's captured a lot of hearts. Bentley the dog in Nina Pham's now famous selfie. Cristina Martinez sets out to explore the Ebola canine connection.
How much do we really know about the Ebola virus and dogs? The experts say not much.
There hasn't been much study because, number one, it's a hard virus to study because its fatality rate is so high.
That's James Wright. He's a veterinarian in Tyler who's also spent 19 years with the Texas Department of State Health Services. He specializes in zoonotic diseases. Those travel from animal to human.
There really hasn't been a lot of perceived need for study because what we're seeing in West Africa is essentially human-to-human transmission.
Much of what we do know about Ebola and dogs comes from a 2005 study of an outbreak in Gabon. The study found that dogs could carry the virus, but not necessarily show symptoms. The study did not look into whether infected dogs were contagious or if the virus lives in their droppings. Wright says resources are so thin in West Africa that studying dogs is not a high priority.
It takes very, very high level of containment laboratory to make sure none of that virus gets out.
Last week, there was worldwide outrage when a dog named Excalibur was euthanized. He belonged to a nursing assistant in Spain who's been infected. As for one-year-old Bentley, Dallas Animal Services will oversee his care while he is monitored for Ebola over the next few weeks. And although we don't know much about how the virus affects pets, Wright says,
don't worry. That dog is not roaming the streets or going to the mall. That dog is in quarantine where nobody can get to it except its caretakers.
For now, the city says Bentley is in a temporary home with comfortable bedding and plenty of toys. For KERA News, I'm Cristina Martinez.